This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters, and Chinese reaction has been quick. Beijing summoned the U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad to lodge a formal complaint over what it sees as interference in the affairs of its semi-autonomous territory. Hong Kong activists have been praising the American action. One of them is Joshua Wong.
No matter Democrat or Republicans, the new bipartisan consensus from both the U.S. administration and the Congress is to stand with Hong Kong to prioritize human rights and democracy and not being overridden by the trade negotiation.
There has been new deadly violence in Iraq, the price of its continuing political unrest. We get a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
On the strategic Ahrar Bridge in Baghdad, security forces fired live ammunition, killing several protesters and wounding many more. The violence came as protesters occupied three main bridges in the capital, leading towards the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Meanwhile, violence across southern Iraq continued throughout the night, with security forces killing over a dozen protesters and wounding many others. Protesters had set fire to the Iranian consulate in the holy city of Najaf, in one of the worst attacks targeting Iranian interests in the country since the anti-government protests erupted 2 months ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO leaders are preparing for a two-day meeting in London to mark the alliance's 70th anniversary. The war in Syria and the ongoing threat from Russia will serve as the backdrop to the summit. But growing tensions between member nations could overshadow the celebrating. Key among them, Turkey's widely condemned invasion of northern Syria last month, when the United States was blamed for giving Turkey the go-ahead for the incursion when President Trump pulled American forces from the Kurdish border area. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.